at the old backyotomy.
No, Sam, Lord.
Tasha asked me not to call it that no more.
That's what I call this.
Backyotomy, I know. That's why you cool. That's why you cool.
But I think they tried to kill me on the operating table.
Who tried to kill you on the operating table?
Sam, I woke up bruised. Not from surgery. I'm talking about on other parts of my body. I had a busted lip. Literally.
What the fuck was you
a
doing?
A busted lip. I have no idea, Sam. First of all, I was paralyzed. They put me on a ventilator because they couldn't take the risk of me moving, period. So I wasn't breathing for myself.
And me showed up with cigars. Is that, that's the smartest thing in the world.
Paralyzed on a ventilator.
Still won't smoke this. I'm still smoking.
Right. I think they really just was like, we gonna beat her ass.
Yes, because you've been shit-talking receivers since we got on mic.
But I can't say much.
That's why.
But I thank them doctors at receiving, but I still think they gave me a little two-piece on the operating table.
You probably woke up and somebody just punched you and like, go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Really a busted lip, though? That was crazy. And I didn't get an explanation.
What do you mean you didn't get an explanation? Like somebody was just going to own up to the shit. Yeah, I hit you.
But this is another thing. This is for future references and for me to look back on if I have a lawsuit against receiving ass also.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when I came out of surgery, my mother said the surgeon called her and said, well, she's out of surgery and...
You hit her a couple times.
No, he said, I damaged a nerve, but I repaired it.
Yes, if you get hit in the face a lot of times, the body tends to heal itself.
Okay, but why did he never tell me? I had to ask him about what my mama told me. Like,
oh, that's simple. Here's why. I could sue you if you told me, like, yeah, we kind of fucked something up in there. She's fixed. What the thing we wanted to fix is fixed.
Right,
but we did some extra shit. I just want to tell you.
A few months,
you'll be all right.
But the thing is, he got the nerve that he damaged left me with feeling and shit that I need. Are you serious?
What do you mean feeling you need?
It left me with shit that I need to use. The feeling, the nerve that he touched, I can't feel my ass, Sam. I can't feel the back of my leg. I can't feel the bottom of my foot. I mean, I know it's there, but it's
you know what?
Like,
okay, so wait, you can't feel, so it's like it's sleep, or?
I didn't even know an ass could fall asleep, but it is. I can't feel it, Sam. It's just like dead. So I asked him, I said, well, why can't I feel my ass? Why I can't feel the back of my
ass? I would like that. What did he say after that?
He said, well, I had to do a little tugging and pulling, but you'll be fine. And he ran his ass out of the camera.
He made it sound like he's fixing a carburetor. Oh, shit. You know, I had to do a couple of tugging and pulling, but shit, you'll be all right.
But you ain't understanding. I can't feel my ass. So I asked the physical therapist about...
Ass feeling?
Yeah. Or lack thereof, ass feeling.
Ass feeling.
So she said, well, you know, a nerve is just like, it regenerates itself like, you know, how octopus lose a limb and grow back. But she said, a nerve usually grows back about an inch a month. Well, how many inches did he take? Because I can't feel down here my whole right side from my hips down.
So, all right. This is just me talking.
You might be breaded up in a minute, Sam. And going to Cancun, doing all kinds of
shit. Yeah. All because of your ass.
Exactly.
Okay, let's. So, pretty much, our body parts have paid a lot of shit for us. Your ass is finna buy you another house.
Exactly.
My mouth, got us cigars and liquor and all of this shit on. We need.
Can we win and can we live?
We need Mike Eyes. Right. Well, just to scare motherfuckers in the head or something. Fuck Brandon guy. He got some shit. Just got, out of 4 months, we're going to be paid. Shit.
Exactly.
All right, but wait. This is just me. Since you don't have any feeling in your ass, if you fart do you know you're doing it, or is it just you just wake up and shot this?
The actual ass cheek.
Well, those you use well, those apart. You use it. Every time I farted, I use my ass cheeks.
You about to make me bust my stitch, my staples. It's crazy. Just, I can feel the right ass cheek, the left ass cheek.
So you itemize cheeks now?
Yes. I can feel the right ass cheek.
All right. Look, if I'm facing you on the couch, if I'm, like how I'm facing you right now, if you cut one, would you know until I said something?
Yes.
Since you said right, or it's just kind of like, yeah, I don't know how to fuck that. Oh shit, that was me? That was me!
Yes, I can feel it, Sam.
No, what are y'all mad? I'm mad at my shit. I'm mad at y'all too. Jesus, I didn't know I could do that.
Oh my goodness, but yeah, we might be able to in a little while, Sam.
Yes, that's a disability. Look, doctor, not for nothing, but I can't feel my ass.
Exactly, and I can't feel the heel of my foot, the back of my leg. I got two toes. I don't have no feeling in.
How does that work? Okay, you said left. So if it's two toes, why not? Not that I want this to happen, but why not the entire foot? If you can't feel, all right.
It's my heel, two toes, my ass. And the back of my leg.
Can I be there? Will you tell him that?
I'm going next week.
I don't want to be in the. I want to be in the room, but I don't want nobody to ask me shit. I just want to hear you. Just look, doc. Look.
I still can't feel my ass.
Not for
I'm
nothing.
Coming straight out, just like that.
I can't feel my ass.
For real.
And I got to be honest with you. You got to pay up. I make a lot of money with my ass.
Shut up, Sam.
That's my money maker, Doc.
And I'm not the only one who loves it, so we gotta play, right. Try to play.
And then you just bring in a nigga. Hey, look.
You gotta get this shit.
Hey, you gotta get this shit out of. I wouldn't say his name. He just look. He just show up in the doctor. Look, I love that ass. And it's just me, you know. I'm not even her. I don't know what she's feeling, but you know, she needs to feel some ass.
My own.
And all I want to do is just sit there. There may be a mic. I'm not gonna lie to you. There may be a mic.
He got some explaining to do next week. That's all I got.
There is nothing you can say that's not, if he don't crack a smile, he's not human.
He got mad when I asked him the first time.
How did you ask him?
I can't feel my ass, and why? That's what I said.
I can't feel my ass, and why?
I've been on this earth 28 years, and I've been able to feel my ass for 28 years. I've been in here for 24 hours, and I can't feel my ass. I don't get it.
I can't feel my ass, and why?
For real.
God damn it, I wish I was there. That's a fucking question. Look,
Ben,
I can't feel my ass, and why?
Then they try to throw you out after they leave you with no ass. I was like, my mom was kind of late coming to pick me up because she was leaving.
Yeah, ghost ass.
Exactly. So, because she was at a funeral, so they asked me. She was like, "Well, you going home today?"
That'd be a comfortable conversation.
I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever. So my mom was like 45 minutes late.
Did y'all trade? Look, I got the feeling back in my back, but I had to give up my ass. Oh, and not in the way you think I gave up my ass. I really gave up my ass.
I ain't giving up my ass. He gonna have to do something about that. You gonna have to pay me. For real, so I can buy me a new ass.
Every time, like if you told somebody you had to give up your ass to save your back, there should be at least 3 questions.
I mean, I need still a little cuff. Not the whole ass. I mean, I can give up some ass for a back, but not the whole ass to where I just don't have one, no. I need that.
So, alright. I am confused and delighted just to know that. So every time I sit out, I'm not gonna take it for granted no more.
Exactly. Appreciate
so
that
wait,
you have feeling in your
wait,
ass.
Wait, I gotta ask, what happens when you sit down?
I just feel the left ass cheek. It just seems like I'm just sitting on one ass cheek.
So is it like what?
I'm telling you, Sam.
I don't know what that feels. I'm trying to. Is it like?
If I get shot in my ass right now, I wouldn't feel it. I could put it like that. If somebody
is it like when
branded my ass right now, I couldn't feel it.
Okay. You see how we listen to headphones right now, just in case we play something. So that's like when headphones go bad, you can only hear like one speaker.
Exactly.
So you are aware it's there, but you that's news to me.
Yeah, it was news to me too. That's why I woke up.
I didn't know that can happen.
I woke up pressing that red button like, hey, you need to get Doc in here because I got a couple questions for him.
So
he act like he was annoyed.
Did they have a designated ass doctor to show you? First of all, that's a job. He's a designated ass doctor, and all he does every day, he just shows you the ins and outs of your ass. Just
exactly.
All right, that's who they brought.
No, they brought my surgeon in. They didn't bring an ass doctor in.
So the next time you go, fingers crossed, we could see an ass doctor.
I hope so, but more than likely, he gonna try to pull some bullshit, and he gonna try to feed me some other line when I get in there, but I'm not going for it because I felt all of this before I went in.
Wait.
And it pissed me off that I had to ask him why I can't feel my ass. You would think he would tell me that. You know I can't feel it because you told my mama that you damaged
me. He already knew.
Exactly. But he never mentioned to me, which let me further know that he was on some bullshit.
I'm going to do something that's not funny to you. But when they bring in this ass doctor, I need to be there. Just call me. Whatever I'm doing, I guarantee goddamn see I'm dropping it.
I be at receiving. I go see him.
Even if that means going to receive it, I need to see this motherfucker. This ass doctor is a rock star to me. I don't know what I'm expecting. I just imagine your surgeon being in the room like, look, do you have the ass doctor's name?
No.
He just...
I only have the surgeon. That's all I need because he's the one who needs shit.
All I want.
So.
All I... Look, I don't ask for much. I thank God for a lot of the things I have. But I'm praying if you call me and if I show up to receive it, he shows up after your surgeon shows up. He's like, look, let's call him Dr. Wallace. We have the ass surgeon, Dr. Wallace. Let's go to his office. And you go to his office, and as soon as you walk in the room, you just hear,
I'm a nice man.
I'm a nice man. I would love that. It's not funny for you, but
no, I
was politely telling him. He's an ass man.
Man, and some other guys I mess with, so you need to get my ass back.
He's an ass man. Yes, they hear everything we hear. I'll turn up. Oh shit! I would love that if he just showed up. And he shows up with it like a cape. With a big ass in the middle of it.
Oh wow!
They
gotta get together as soon as possible. Really, really. Shut up, Sam. I really think you enjoying this a little too much.
I should be. Look, Brandy. I know you heard it. But goddamn, that is the funniest thing I heard all day. It's not one, but two medical doctors have to, all right, look, we got to fix her ass and be 100% serious when they say it.
Yeah, they have to be.
Look, we have to fix it. She already has a crack in it. This is giving jokes. This is make jokes about this shit. You know, we're just going to do a lot of other shit. Fuck that. I was going to talk about school. The majority of this show is probably going to be about your ass.
And I need...
Brandy's back in the ass. That's what the show is called.